Well, it's Sunday night, and it must be the 5th of April. And I did get to Madrid, and I will tell you about it in just one second. Wait a minute. I noticed that I had left my magnet that I used to erase the tapes on the bed, and I didn't want to sit down with the microphone because then it will sort of, make it funny. First of all, I did listen to your tape when I got home, and I'm glad that you like the magazine about Semana Sancta, and you get some idea what the statues and the procession look like, and that you had such a nice time at Joan St. Clair's. And I did get a letter from Donald in the same mail, and I will try to find out what I can about those gas coupons. I don't know whether mail would be eligible for them here or not, and it is kind of tricky business. And it isn't that you don't find gasoline station status, it's the gasoline stations. The gasoline costs about 75 cents a gallon on the economy. So this is why he's so anxious to get coupons if he can, and I will investigate, as I say. It's about 11:15 at night, and we've had a terrible storm. When I came home, our palm trees, the lower branches of the palm trees were all over the ground, and I thought, oh my Lord, they must have had a hurricane in my absence. But actually, the, I suppose, equivalent to a tree surgeon was here to cut the branches and trim the trees because the lower limbs were getting dead or something. Now, really, they look shorn almost. But we did have quite a rainstorm, and by the time I got home and listened to your tape and all, it got to be kind of late, so it's 11:15 now. And I thought that I would anyhow make a tape and tell you about it. I did go up on Friday. Well, first of all, you know, I had mentioned to you, I'm always saying first of all, that with the money that you sent me for my birthday, I had put it towards a ring, which arrived yesterday, and it really is lovely. It's just beautiful. It's has 9 amethysts in it, and raised amethysts, and it's very, very nice. And I think that you will like it too when you see it. Well, as I was saying, I went over to the squadron, VP-24 squadron headquarters, to see if they had a flight going up. And they are a very nice squadron. They're from Norfolk and have been here for 4 months. We'll be leaving next month. And I did know the commanding officer only to say hello to, and only because I had seen him at Mass every Sunday, practically, that I've been there. And they have a very good squadron. We usually have trouble with them in some respects, you know, either going out and carousing or something. But this squadron has kept it down to a minimum. And in fact, I don't know whether he is the one that's responsible or who in the squadron is, but they have a basketball team, and actually it's only half the group, because half the squadron is here and the other half is in Iceland. And this squadron that's here, the half that's here, has a a basketball team that's runner-up for the championship of the station. Now, this includes all the other squadrons and the naval station administration and supply and all these other people. So, you know, when you stop and think of it, it's pretty good. Well, they're all enthusiastic about playing basketball, and I think perhaps this is one thing that they've accomplished. Maybe this is one reason why his men aren't getting into trouble as much as most of ours. So, anyhow, he was very nice, and he wasn't going to fly the plane up. He was letting one of his junior officers fly, two of his junior officers fly. And, of course, I was all dressed up in my suit and all. And he thought that it would be more convenient for me to wear a flight suit and flight jacket. And, you know, I sort of hedged a little bit because those things have to be cleaned, and they have to turn them in, and it costs money, and I didn't want to put them through any trouble. And they said, oh, no, not at all. Don't be silly. You'll be better off. So they gave me a flight jacket and a flight suit, orange no less, and really treated me just like a queen. They were wonderful. And we got up there 1 hour and 20 minutes or something like that. You know, those are the subchasers. I keep telling you, there's supposed to be a article or a television program on them, a documentary on them sometime this spring, but I don't know when. And also National Geographic is supposed to have an article on them, and I'm now getting National Geographic, so I will send you the magazine when this particular article is in it. So, as I say, it was quite nice and very pleasant flight, and I got up to Torrejon and got a bus into town, and I hadn't made any reservations or anything, and of course this is where I probably should have. I always do make reservations, you know, but some of the fellows at the hospital said, some of the doctors said to stay at the Rex Hotel. It was very central in all this business, and so I took a cab to the Rex, and about all you could say for it was central. And so I went in, and they said, well, no, they didn't have a private room and bath for one, but to try the hotel next door, the Capitol. And this really should have been my clue, you know, but anyhow, I went next door, and they didn't have a private room and bath for one, but they did have a double. Would I be willing to take a double? And I said, well, I guess I would, because it was about 8 or 9 o'clock at night then, and I wasn't going to traipse all around Madrid looking for a place to stay. So I went in, you know, and went upstairs, and all I could think of was you, Mother, that you could have said, we're not staying here, and turned around and walked out. It was clean enough and all. It was a Class A hotel, if that means anything. But, oh, my, all I could think of was something like the Hotel Charles or something like that, you know. It had double beds, a twin bed, but they pushed together. And I don't know if I ever mentioned this to you, but over here in many, many of the hotels, and even some of your better hotels, all your beds are mattresses placed on top of wooden crates. Really, that's about it. And this wouldn't be so bad, you know, because having a plain wooden backing for your back would be good, except that the mattress pegs, so. And it had a couple of old chairs in there. It wasn't a very attractive room. I think dingy was the word for it. And I thought, well, I won't do anything tonight, but tomorrow I'll change hotels. But it was clean, and the sheets were clean, and I didn't change hotels. I thought, well, it is central, and that's about it. But that is also my last time that I'm listening to any of these people. But as I say, it was convenient. And I went out and walked. It was on the Avenue San Jose Antonio, you know. He was the big hero of the revolution before Hannibalissimo Franco. So I went up and walked up and down the street, the Gran Via. And as I've said before, this is the pastime in Spain, walking. You know, everybody walks up and down. And I was surprised to see the lines waiting to get into the movie theaters. Seems like I haven't seen that in a long time. So I went around to a little coffee shop around the corner from the hotel and had Café con leche y dulce, which means that I wanted coffee with milk and a sweet. And their coffee, Spanish coffee, is so different. This was drinkable, though. Most of the stuff isn't. It's kind of like Turkish coffee. They only fill up your cup to about a half with coffee, and then they pour hot milk into the rest of it. Or some of the people drink it black, but if they drink it black, it's just like about as much as you'd get in Turkish coffee. And I had a piece of cake, and the cake always looks so good, but they use not the refined flour that we use.